reincarnation. It's undoubtedly one of the most talked about subjects in the realm of metaphysical spirituality. In meditation and through regression techniques, many of us have seen ourselves in other bodies, in other lifetimes. We see these experiences as meaningful glimpses into the true nature of who we are as souls. But is it really important to know who we have been? Is it important to know if we have been someone important in a lifetime? And could these pieces of the puzzle we call past lives actually be hindering our growth as souls in human form? On today's show, be prepared to hear an explanation of past lives that may turn your views about reincarnation somewhat upside down.
That's right. And remember, on today's show, as on all of our programs, if you have a dream you would like Carolyn to interpret, also coming up a little later, another lighthearted visit to a parallel world as we present Conversations with Our Neighbor on the New Earth.
Hi, everyone. This is your host, Carolyn Gervais.
And I'm your co-host, Doug Gervais. And welcome to I Dreamed I Was Human, the radio show.
And on every show, we're here to bring you practical information and hopefully solutions as well about matters of the mind and spirit without looking through those famous rose-colored glasses. Our show combines metaphysics with spirituality and much more. During the next 60 minutes, we'll bring you information that we hope will trigger questions and give you valuable answers.
But first, a little background about my wife, Carolyn. She is the author of the book, I Dreamed I Was Human, Awakening from the Illusion, and has more than 35 years' experience in the field of metaphysical spirituality. She is certified in spiritual psychology and hypnotherapy, has a master's degree in holistic nutrition, had a 25-year career as a professional singer, and, get this, she sang in an Elvis touring show band, where the Elvis impersonator claimed to actually be a reincarnation of Elvis, the king.
Yeah, that was interesting. That really was interesting. Thank you very much. Go on, dear.
Yes, one thing for sure. All Carolyn's many and varied life experiences have paid off by giving what she writes that extra personal touch. And you can find insightful articles by Carolyn appearing in the world-renowned Sedona Journal of Emergence magazine, as well as other metaphysical publications. And I just wanted to mention that you can see, listen to, a very nice interview with the people at Sedona Journal Speaks, which are the people that do interviews of people that of the authors who do appear in Sedona Journal of Emergence. You will find that on Carolyn's Facebook page, and you can go check that out and listen to it anytime you wish. You could also go to the website, SedonaJournalSpeaks.com, to hear that interview.
Okay.
Go ahead.
One of those is called Bella Mia. One of the magazines I write for is called Bella Mia. It's a new Los Angeles-based online magazine. And this month, in the June-July issue, you'll find my article called When Positive Thinking is Built on a Weak Foundation in the New Paradigm section of Bella Mia magazine.
Yes, and to learn more about Carolyn in general and all of her services, you can go to her personal website, awakeningyou.com, and also check out the newest developments in Carolyn's metaphysical ongoing career at Facebook, her Facebook page, and that is facebook.com/I Dreamed I Was Human. Now, some of her services include dream interpretation, as we mentioned earlier, numerology charts, speaking engagements, metaphysical spiritual counseling, and workshops. On a different note, The song you heard at the beginning of our program, Let Love Take You Higher, is just one of the original songs on Carolyn's CD called Face in the Mirror. Those are all written and performed by Carolyn. And you can also check out that CD as well as her vocal toning CD at awakeningyou.com.
On today's show, as on every show, we welcome you to call in or go to the chat room with your questions and comments. And remember, I really want to help you interpret what dream that just haunts you all the time and you're wondering what it means. So please do call in with those dreams.
Yes, indeed. And we'll be getting into the heart of the show in just a few minutes. But first, I want you to fasten your seatbelts as we travel once more to planet Earth's parallel world for conversations with our neighbor on the new Earth.
Well, I wonder what Ishko has to tell us today.
Well, me too. So let's activate that teleportation device.
Go for it.
Okay, here we go. Come in, Ishko. Calling Ishko on the new Earth.
Ishko, are you there?
Well,
yeah, I hear him.
Welcome, Carolyn and Doug.
Good to hear your voice, Ishko.
Well, yes, it is. And Carolyn and I are very excited, Ishko, about the latest news from the new Earth. So I'll let you take the floor.
Excuse me, but where would I take it?
No, Ishko. Well, that's just an expression we use here.
Doug means, what would you like to talk about today, Ishko? You were about to tell us the date of your constrabulation ceremony with Ishko when we last connected with you on the last show.
Yes, Ishko and I have set a date for our constrabulation ceremony.
And I would like to remind the listeners that the constrabulation ceremony is what we call a marriage ceremony here on the earth we live on.
Yes, that is correct. And thanks for clarifying that to your listeners, Carolyn.
You're welcome.
Well, Ishko and I decided that an ideal time for the ceremony would be on the Feast of the Fairies Day, which happens roughly the same time on your calendar as your Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, well, that sounds interesting and not that far off.
No, less than a spramster.
Yes, a spramster being about 6 months here on our planet, right?
Yeah, that's right. Good memory, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Well, the reason Ishka and I wanted it on that day is that Ishka comes from a bi-species family. That's a mix of fairy and human. Ishka herself is half human, half fairy.
Wow. So obviously having your constrabulation ceremony on the Feast of the Fairies Day holds special significance for you.
Well, it does indeed. And that's another reason I am so nervous.
I bet you are, sweetie, but that's normal. It's normal here, and that will go on forever through every generation, I'm sure. But I wanted to ask you, Ishko, so does that mean you are half fairy as well and half human?
No, actually, I'm totally human.
Oh, okay. Sorry for you. No, go ahead.
Right. It does have its downside, doesn't it? I think... Yes, Ishka seemed to have kind of a, I don't know, it's like maybe a lighter kind of a spirit about her than I do usually.
Okay.
I think it's that fairy, I don't know, that pixie dust that kind of gravitates around them. I don't know if it makes them lighter or it's actually an emotional thing or what it is, but it's really different.
Okay.
Well, she doesn't fly, though. I just want to let you know
that's
that.
That's what I was wondering.
They have what they call rudimentary wings, toward the back, but they don't sprout as they would in a full fairy.
But there are exceptions, I would think. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, anyway, getting back to the ceremony, constabulation ceremony, you know, would you believe I have more than 50 fairy Jenkins flying in for the event?
Wow, Jenkins. Now, is that relatives?
Jenkins, yes.
Oh, okay.
You picked that up, yes. That Jenkins, kind of like, well, see what happens is like through the, I don't know, our parallel worlds, you know the word genetics or so-called gen from your words, genetics.
Oh, okay.
Gen is part of the word, and then kins, like kinship or kin.
Right, or kinfolk.
Kinfolk, right.
Yeah.
Gen kins, that's where that came from.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting.
Well, I think so, yeah.
We learn something every day, so that's great. It shows how much, though, that your Jenkins must care about you and Ishka.
Well, I think you're right, but you know what? I also suspect that many of the fairies are just in it for the food. I mean, after all, it is called the Feast of the Fairies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm especially worried about Ishka's fairy cousin, Boofbaum.
Boofbaum, that's a very feminine name.
Yes. Well, she couldn't do anything with it. Yeah, she was born with it. I know.
Okay.
We kid her about it, but
yeah.
Not too much. She's still way above her ideal flying weight from the last Feast of the Fairies Day. And I'm afraid her wingspan will not support the extra weight.
Oh, well, see, so there's a fairy that does fly. That's part of
that's right.
Your Jenkins.
Yes, and
okay.
One of her relatives, Boofbaum, she is a full fairy, and she does fly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's another group of, you know, vaguely related pixies in Ishka's, family.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to show up in all kinds of family occasions, especially when they have a chance to crash a constabulation.
Really?
No, I'm very serious. The number one, get this is the number one on-demand rental movie for pixies over the past 10 years on the New Earth is Wedding Crashers. Would you believe it?
Pixies and Wedding Crashers. No, that's kind of hard to believe. But, oh, so you have on-demand movies as well, huh?
Oh, yes, we do.
Okay.
Yeah,
I never would have guessed.
Yeah, but the same thing is on the planet. They have to go through the flax generator process.
Oh, okay.
So we can see them in color.
Oh.
Otherwise, they'd be black and white.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
We got tired of the black and white a long time ago.
Oh, well, us too.
Yeah,
so.
We got spoiled. We wanted to see it.
Yeah,
in color.
Yeah. So how is Ishka handling all the excitement of the upcoming constabulation?
Well, she's steady as a rock, as usual, as you would say. And, of course, me, here I am, behold, everything.
Oh, no. She's fading out. Ishka, can you get him back, Doug? Doug, can you get him back?
No. You know, I'm afraid he's gone. Lost contact again. This is frustrating because we've got to figure out a way with the teleportation device to try to hold him, longer,
mm-hmm.
so we can hear him. Longer.
Well, maybe you better take it in for a tune-up.
Yeah, I think we do need
that.
Maybe it needs its another checkup.
Yeah.
But we'll definitely check back in with Ishka on our next show when
okay.
we have more conversations with our neighbor on the New Earth.
Okay.
Now, here's Carolyn with an explanation about today's subject matter, past lives, and how this whole conversation may turn your views about reincarnation upside down.
Okay, well, it has been very common for people, once they know what I'm into as far as my thinking and what I write about, and they ask me, well, what is my opinion about reincarnation? Is it true? Do we have past lives? And do we really keep coming back into human form again and again? And is it important for us to know who we have been, especially is it important for us to know what famous person we have been or people we have been? And my answer to that is yes and no, because for me, it depends on whether the person wants the information to enhance their ego or to use as a crutch, or do they want it to heal or release them from the ego. So that is always my question to them. But let's move on. We were created by way of the creative force. We all know that. That another name for that is Source, also called the divine consciousness, goddess of love, and so forth. But the most common name we use here in the United States is the word God. But it's just a word. It's a name we have given that energy force. There is only one God with many names and definitions. It is we humans that diversify the meaning and purpose of God. You could even say that we create a customized God to validate our personal beliefs, religion, and needs. And we do. In the beginning, when we came to be, we were created by the creator of all things. This means as humans, we contain the essence of that creator and are endowed with the attributes of that creative essence. That's not to say that many or some of those attributes are not dormant, asleep, or not in use in our present. But nonetheless, they are still a part of us, even if they are dormant. As the linear energy of time moved us into more and more experiences that brought fear and suffering, we began to forget that we were spiritual beings in human form, and we lost our way, for the most part, of who we were, are, and can be, and we are still going through that. This brought about distrust, greed, and selfishness into play, causing humankind to go into survival mode. And we are seeing that happening again today. A lot of people are in survival mode. Many kinds of gods were made up in order for mankind to feel they had some control over their lives back when the first humans were on Earth. That control had to do with appeasing all the gods of, let's say, weather and all the natural disasters, sickness, dying, and whatnot. These experiences were seen as a punishment from the anger of the gods that early man worshipped. This meant the gods had to be appeased in some way, which often meant some kind of ritual, usually involving, or a lot of times involving, human sacrifice. The past, present, and future were feared and uncertain. Time was created by mankind using the changes in the sky, such as nighttime and daytime, as reference points. This included taking notice of where the sun was in the sky during the day and the different phases of the moon at night. Since time is man-made, we live in a linear fashion to where each experience follows another. What does this have to do with reincarnation, you might be wondering? Time does not exist really. It's an illusion. There is no such thing as time outside our human experience, none that we know of. This means that there can be no such occurrence as reincarnation. Why? Reincarnation denotes that time exists outside the realm of human manifestation. And it does not. Let's face it, creation doesn't need time to tell it when, where, or how to create. Creation is beingness. We came into existence from a thought that took place when we first realized we had free will to experience our creative ability any way we chose. Well, we chose humanness in a body that was put together and is held together with thought, belief, choice, and perception. But thought, belief, and choice are just perceptions. And what is perception? Perception isn't real because it's made up. So it will eventually fade away into its normal state, that of energy, including the body we are holding together with those perceptions. Energy is consciousness that can become manifested if that is needed and desired. Self-awareness and thought imagery provide the blueprint for a manifestation. Maybe this question will make what I'm saying more clear. When we are conscious and awake in our body, can we just get up and walk away from ourselves? Most of you would say no, but could we close our eyes and imagine that we are walking away from ourselves? Yes, but does that mean we literally walked away from ourselves? Well, that's exactly what we have done and are doing, imagining that we got up and walked away from our real self, from God and our soul, which are waiting on the other side of the dream of being human, behind the curtain that really is not there. Why? Because we chose to believe we are separate from everything and everyone, but for a purpose. You are me. You are myself, and you are we, which means that the me in you is no different than the me in me, and vice versa. My real self is the same real self that lives as you. There's only one I, one beingness, being in all creation. We are not separate and alone because we are made with the same energy that connects us with each other and that which created us, God. We have not left our oneness with one another or our soul, but we believe we have. That's the game we are acting out in our dream of being human and separated in bodies everywhere we look. We see ourselves in different time frames, cultures, and races, commonly called reincarnations. Time is an illusion, and so it can be manipulated in any way the soul envisions. Therefore, our soul manipulates time in ways that best serve its evolutionary process in the dream of time. You see, we are fragments of one another who have each created a somewhat different scenario of human life in order to evolve more quickly as a whole. With our diverse personal beliefs, perceptions, dreams, and experiences that will awaken us to more genuine, more refined, and aware states of being. When, where, why, and how are only aspects of the one and only present or now moment that we have taken apart within the linear dream so that we might discover all that we are and who we can become through the study of ourselves on as many levels as possible, particularly on levels of our mind or psyche. This will help us to better understand our habits, behaviors, beliefs, fears, our concepts of life, love, and each other, which again are all perceptions. The awareness we gain through the practice of comprehension can and will take us deeper into the understanding of ourselves as energy with bodies. I have relived parts of many of my incarnations in meditations, dreams, and also with the experiences of parallel lives while awake and in my body. I've seen and experienced myself as different races and in different cultures, such as an African American little boy living with my elderly grandfather, who was a cobbler. Also, as a young male yogi, I was meditating with other male yogis of all ages, sitting on the ground in a lotus position at night, somewhere in India. I've also experienced a life where I was blind, been stoned to death as a young Native American Indian, and relived my death during that experience. These are just a few of my many life experiences, what we call incarnations. My point here is that all of our lives are going on in various eras, all at the same time, but they are all alive and well on different frequency levels. Human death is merely the way we as humans leave one frequency to focus in a different frequency level. That frequency level, which we can only describe in a linear way as next, is the step we have already chosen for our evolution according to our awareness at the supposed end of the present lifetime. But it's all present. So it is clear to me that reincarnation implies time, which is seen as one step after another, whereas incarnations do not involve time. An incarnation involves focusing our energy on ever new frequency levels that we automatically merge with for balancing. Even when it appears that a person has gone backwards in their evolution, such as merging with a frequency where one becomes a murderer, that person is still evolving in consciousness and awareness, and so are its victims. There is a purpose for every experience because there is always something learned in each experience. The only way to be through and out of our continuous dream of human life is to wake up to the knowing that it is all just a dream that we keep dreaming because we are not through with the human game and what it has to teach us. This means that we are still trying to figure out how to get off this wheel, this seemingly ceaseless loop that plays itself over and over again. My wish is that these words somehow give you food for thought and help those who might be on the fence as to what reincarnation looks like on the other side of time.
Thank you for that. A lot of great information there for our listeners to digest, Carolyn. And
thank you.
We do have a caller, which I'd like to get to. And,
okay.
We'll see. They may just want to be listening, but see if they have a question.
Okay.
We also have someone in the chat room that I've reached out and said, do you have a question? Haven't responded on that one yet.
Okay.
But we'll check our caller, and it's from area code 619.
Okay.
Let's go on and bring him on the line.
Hello.
Hi. This is I Dreamed I Was Human, the radio show. Who are we speaking with?
Donna.
Hi.
Hello, Donna. Welcome
yeah.
to the show. Do you have a question for Carolyn?
Oh, I didn't know if you did past life readings or not.
Not without putting somebody in an altered state, I don't.
Okay.
Maybe I can help you understand a past life that you are aware of or a dream that you have that you think was a past life.
Yeah. I've actually had my past life read before, and let me see. I've been a male numerous times, and I've been, what else? I've been...
You've been what was that again, hon?
I've had, I think a lot of my past lives were, of being of service, maybe being in a relationship and kind of living for the other person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much
that's a past life
yeah.
that you are waiting for another person right now?
I'm 48, and I've always been independent, so it kind of makes sense why I'm not really... Well, I wasn't really in a rush to settle down, so.
So have you ever settled down with anybody, lived with somebody, or or anything like I've lived
with somebody, but not.
And was that a love relationship or?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just I wasn't ready or something else got my attention at the time.
Okay. And how long did that last?
A few years, about 3 years.
Okay. And do you know the reason why you broke it off with this person?
Yeah, I just needed to obviously learn more about myself and just wasn't ready. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what your birth path number is?
My birth is that
in numerology.
Is it the life path or
numerology?
Is adding your birthday on the whole?
It's your birthday and your year. Yes.
Yeah, I'm a four.
You're four. Okay.
Yeah.
That tells me a lot right there. So you are here to structure the life you want.
Yeah.
And structure is very important to you. And I sense that you came in this time to exercise your independence, to be independent long enough and in such a way that you learn who you are and are comfortable with who you are, and so that you don't have the tendency to give your power away to another person in a love relationship.
Yeah.
Do you have that tendency?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm getting. That is why you have been, you are still finding yourself alone and you haven't found what you would call a soulmate. That's what a lot of people call it. Or somebody that is compatible with you on long term. Because you have the tendency to give up who you are, what you want, and give in to their needs.
Right.
And so as long as you are doing that, you are not living and evolving and reaching the goals that you came in to reach in that relationship. So it's going to be pushed away sooner or later. So the thing you have to realize, first of all, is that you have to feel comfortable in who you are, standing on your own two feet independently, and not let go of that just because you meet a guy or another person, a partner, or whatever. And
It makes so much sense,
can do that, then you will meet the person you are wanting to meet. But remember, you can't give up who you are or what your power is to that other person. Otherwise, you'll lose that relationship too.
Yeah. I think I'm getting closer. I just need to, I need to find a guy that understands me, and we have a lot of the same interests.
And lets you be you.
Yeah.
Without demanding that you be what he wants you to be. I mean,
exactly.
Yes, relationships are give and take, but we can't give up who we are to do that, because when we do that, then we're not learning what we came here to learn.
That's true. Yep. Hopefully, it'll be,
Yep.
I just need
so just keep that in mind in everything you do, sweetie, and he'll come along.
He will. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to the show today, Donna.
Yeah. I'm going to hang on because I'm learning.
I wanted to hang on.
Yeah.
Sure.
What you're going to do is I will not pick you out. I'll just go ahead and put you on mute here, so not hearing you, but you'll still be able to listen. Okay.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Donna.
Thank you.
How about
In the chat room, I was just going to say, I just asked the person that's in the chat room if they wanted to have you interpret a dream.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a response on that yet, but I just thought, well, maybe they might have a dream or any
or
other
question.
Yeah, and I've asked them if they have a question. But what I wanted to ask, the question I wanted to ask you, hon, was how does this all relate to, and I think this might be a question that a lot of people are wondering, reincarnation and how does it, and incarnations, how does that relate to what we normally refer to as an afterlife?
Okay. Well, there is an afterlife. I don't think there isn't, but it's not really an afterlife. It's a life preceding this one. It's like when we are dying.
You mean proceeding?
Proceeding this one. When we are dying, but again, that signifies time.
I see,
is impossible to talk without talking in linear time, because that's the only way we know how to communicate, and there are no words for talking in a nonlinear way. So I'm doing the best I can to explain this.
Because when you said preceding, proceeding,
now are actually
all the same thing.
That's right. But we have to look at it like proceeding, preceding, before and after are all one. Past, present, and future are all one. That we, because we think in linear time, have taken apart and experienced them as separate things when they aren't separate things. The past merges with the now moment, and the now moment is merged with the future. So they're all one. It's just we take them apart so that we can understand them and what part they play in our lives. Well, when this body is dying, and it's something we plan out, it's something we know is going to happen, and even the way it's going to happen on unconscious levels. So when we get to that point where we're in the dying process, we are going through a process to where we are gradually and being, prepared to move into these different frequency levels. So it's like rolling down a tube, let's say, or sliding down a tube or falling down a tube. But it's at a slower amount, and we are moving through this process. It's all one thing, and we are going out of this frequency into the frequency of what we would call afterlife, and we are being processed through that in order to move into the next frequency we are going to go into, whether that is another human life or alien life, or non-form life in some other realm. So you see, it's all a process. It's all going on at once. The reason why we don't have access to these other frequencies of ourselves is because if we did, we would be so confused, we wouldn't know what to focus on. So that's why we have these blinders, and that's why we see ourselves in different bodies, so that we're working on a certain part of the wholeness of us, some aspect, like me as Carolyn, you as Donna, Doug as Doug. Okay. We are working on and focusing on a certain goal in this frequency level of us.
Well, we can get more explanation from that from Carolyn, but we do have a caller that I want to get to, because I don't want them to cut off here. Also, question from the chat room, and I'm going to need the person in the chat room, I just need a little more information here, because the question is, can she help me understand this reincarnation? In other words, I guess the present lifetime you're living in. I guess that's what you mean by that question. But she would need a little more information. If you do want to, rather than going through the chat room, if you do want to call us today with a question, that'd be great too. Otherwise, just try to do it as succinctly as you can in the chat room, and I'll try to get back to you in just a moment. But first, we're going to take the call, coming in the call.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Somebody calling. I don't know what area code this is, but here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
My name's Mary Lou.
That's what I thought. I see you on the screen. How you doing, Mary Lou?
I'm good.
Good.
I've been,
so what is your question, sweetie?
Well, I've been working on healing a past life. I know a lot about it, but
mm-hmm.
there's still some holes, and apparently it's not completely resolved.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently we come back and do different things to balance out the energy or something.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we bring others with us.
Or we have soul agreements with others, yes, that we come back, well, we come with or come
okay.
in with us.
So I get my life purpose. I understand what the story was then.
Mm-hmm.
I understand some of the people that are here with me now and who they were then, but there
mm-hmm.
are still holes. And
okay.
I don't see them all healing, which is kind of disturbing.
Can you give me an example?
People with pain that they bring in that they don't want to release, that they want to just keep forever, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And how does that affect you?
How does that affect
you? Are these relatives? Are these people you're close to?
Friends, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, when you care about people, you would like to see them heal.
Right.
So
how do you handle that?
You can't control others. You can't handle it
That's
at
right.
all.
It's not, That's right.
It's not in my power, but
mm-hmm.
my stuff is in my power. So I'm just wondering if you pick up anything. Partially, I would like to. I have absolutely proved my life, document-wise. I kind of want to document some of the other people so that the stuff I keep telling them, I can find the documents that back it up. So I'm just wondering if you can pick up anything on a lifetime with me in the 1800s to like 1916.
And what was going on?
1850 to 1916. I was sort of wealthy.
Pardon?
I was wealthy.
Okay. Did you live by yourself? Were you with somebody?
No, I was the wife of some wealthy people,
okay.
wealthy family.
And can you tell me, in a nutshell, what was the issue that you're wanting to deal with in that particular relationship?
I have a friend that I met that I can prove all the people and the characters, but I cannot prove this friend that I know because they weren't as wealthy.
Okay.
And I very much want to find a death certificate to prove how they left the planet.
Okay. And what is the purpose of that?
The purpose of that is to validate the story that I keep telling, because I can validate my stories. There's a carbon footprint on my life, but there's no carbon footprint on that life. I've found enough documents to prove that they existed, but I can't
uh-huh.
find the documents that proved where they died or how they died.
And this is somebody that was in a past life, and you wanted to know how they died?
I know how they died. I'm looking for the document that proves what I know.
Okay.
So I need the missing link of what I'm missing so that I know where to look for the document.
But you know how they died? Do you have any documents on this person?
They show up in the census. They show
okay.
up in the census.
Okay.
But I already knew to look for them. I already knew they'd be there.
And what country was this?
United States.
It was the United States. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I really do not know any way that you can get that document. That isn't really what I do. But all you can do is check out any records that you can find. Even maybe have you gone to Ancestry?
Oh, yeah.
Places? Okay. Do you know of any family members that this person was related to in this life? Or that life that is back in this life?
One of them has passed. And
okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I find that when I ask, I usually just get the answers, and I find the next step, the next puzzle piece.
Okay, well,
so
then I have to say that you can keep looking, and if it is meant for you to find the answer to this, then you will find it. If it is not, then it would probably be good to let it go if it's really causing you any kinds of problems.
It's not causing me any problems. At this stage, it's just like a pretty cool mystery that if you prove it, it's a pretty fantastic
story. That's true. That's
story.
True. That's true. Have you ever been...
If I tell the story without documents, it's just a stupid story.
Right.
But if I
have you ever been regressed?
Once, and it didn't go very far.
Okay. Do you know of anybody in this life that you knew in that life that can be regressed and get an answer for you?
I guess not.
Okay.
They think I was crazy.
Okay. Then all you can do is keep asking that question. We're not always meant to have the answer easily or at all. Sometimes we're not meant to have it at all. But I'm not saying that that's the case, but I'm saying if you haven't found the answer yet, keep searching for it. And when it is time for you to find that answer, you will find it.
Yeah, I just interrupt here just for a moment, Mary Lou. What Carolyn said in the, I don't know if you heard it or not or came on the line after, but the very first part of her talk today mentioned that, you know, if the reason behind finding, you know, about a particular life or lifetime, if it does not really involve your progression as a, you know, spirit,
soul.
A soul, then, you know, it may not be as easy for you to retrieve or as important or necessary, really, for you to even have it. So that's hard to realize when we're in human form. You know, we want those kind of physical, reasons and attachments and that kind of thing, but
the thing we need to ask ourselves, why am I doing this? Is this serving me as a soul, or is this serving me to prove something to the world? More on a, because I want to do this spectacular thing. So this is the question. How does that serve you, that information, other than being right? That's all. And ask yourself, if that is the case, is it that important?
So here's what I have figured out from the journey.
Mm-hmm.
As you see the mistakes that you make and you leave the world with that story,
mm-hmm.
and you come back, it seems like you re-script it and recast it so that you mm-hmm. can rework out similar mm-hmm. problems in a different way.
Right.
So if you follow the string of this person's life, it flip-flops into mine in a different way, but some of the same things, the same obstacles that you need to deal with, but the characters have changed and the circumstances are different. So now, can you do it or no?
Well, you have to realize that, yes, the characters have changed for a reason. And you have changed for a reason, because now you have to do it from who you are now, not from who you were then.
Exactly.
And not from who he was then. How he died is not going to tell you anymore how to resolve this problem that you had with him.
But it's validation that I didn't make up a story.
But who were you trying to prove that to, you or somebody else?
Well, absolutely to myself and to others, because you can't just tell a story. If you can tell a story, you can back it up.
Is the reason for telling the story?
To prove the point of what it is we're trying to accomplish. If I tell you that the weather is going to rain today,
mm-hmm.
And I know this because I have seen the radars, and I can see that the rain is coming, and it will be here at 3 o'clock.
Right.
And I have access to the TV, but you do not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I tell you something and I back it up and it happens, then you're going to trust that the next time I go back and look at the TV and tell you what the weather is going to be, I'll probably be right the next time, too.
Okay.
And you can use that not trained on, or not to get in a hurricane, or not to get in a flood. Does that make sense?
Well, it does, but it also tells me you're doing this more for other people than you are yourself, because it doesn't matter whether they know it. It matters whether you know it. It's not your job to prove to somebody else that this happened to you.
Well, this is true, but
unless you're going to make money off of it, I guess.
Well,
unless you think you're going to make money off of it or prove something that satisfies
you as a person. It's also the sense of the journey that you yourself have undertaken, because look at what you learn from seeing what you've done and how responsible you are for what you do.
Right. But that doesn't, I've done it all myself with what I have to use through me and as me, not depending on something outside of me to do it.
Right.
Yes, because the answers are in you. Those answers, that answer you want is in you. It may not be out in the world, because maybe you're supposed to find it in you, and that needs to be good enough. Because if it resolves something in you, then you've done what you needed to do. Forget about what other people think. It's what you think.
I'm not depending it on what
others. If you've told people this and you say, okay, I will get proof of this so you can see it, then there you've set yourself up.
No, I haven't done that to the world. I have done that with a few, and it's not because I want to prove something to them. It's that I want to make sure that I can back it up from myself. Does that make sense?
But that's all you need to do is back it up for yourself. It doesn't matter about the other people.
Like,
if you can back it up for them too, that's great. But don't worry about it. You get the answer, and you will get the answer when you stop worrying about what other people are going to think. You will. I don't know when, but you will. You will get the answer you are looking for or that you need. So I've got to end the call now, sweetie, because our show's going to end soon.
Right.
But I hope that helped, and good luck.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling, Mary Lou.
Okay. Bye, sweetie.
Okay, and
do we have anything from the chat room?
I reached out and just said that if they wanted to know if you could, about the understanding reincarnation, and I said, Carolyn would be glad to help you, but there's not enough information here. I just said go to your website, awakeningyou.com,
and email me,
and just email you can find out about Carolyn and all her services on her website, okay?
And you can email me from awakeningyou.com.
Yes, you can.
So
we need to wrap it up for today, but I just wanted to say in closing, if you want to find out about Carolyn's book, you can go to awakeningyou.com and, or go just check out Amazon, best place to go. Search Carolyn Gervais, Or I Dreamed I Was Human. And she also has that Tony CD, Cosmic Language of Light. Carolyn's busily working on a book.
A new book.
And, of course, you can listen to past episodes on
anytime.
So,
by searching episodes.
So we'll see you next time.
Yep. Have a wonderful few weeks, and we'll hopefully hear from you soon. Bye for now.
From I Dreamed I Was Human, the radio show.
Bye.